Crisis First Aid, Essential Medical Skills for Urban Preppers by Mr. Survivalist. Copyright 2024, IQ Self LLC. All rights reserved. Introduction. Overview of SHTF scenarios. In today's rapidly evolving world, the concept of SHTF, shit hits the fan, scenarios has become increasingly relevant. These are situations where normal life is disrupted due to catastrophic events such as natural disasters, economic collapse, or civil unrest. In such times, the ability to respond swiftly and effectively can mean the difference between life and death. Defining urban preppers and their unique challenges. Urban preppers are individuals who live in densely populated city environments and take proactive measures to prepare for potential crises. Unlike their rural counterparts, urban preppers face unique challenges, including limited space, higher population density, and dependence on complex infrastructures. These factors complicate the provision of first aid during emergencies, making it essential for urban preppers to equip themselves with the necessary medical skills and knowledge. Purpose of the report. The purpose of this report is to provide urban preppers with essential first aid techniques that are crucial in crisis situations. By understanding and mastering these skills, preppers can better ensure their own safety and the well-being of those around them when disaster strikes. Increasing urbanization. Importance and relevance of crisis first aid. Crisis first aid is of paramount importance in SHTF scenarios. With the increasing urbanization of our society, more people are living in cities than ever before. According to recent statistics, over 55% of the world's population resides in urban areas, a figure expected to rise to 68% by 2501. This growing trend underscores the need for preparedness in city environments, where quick access to medical care may be limited during emergencies. Recent events, highlighting the need for preparedness. Recent events such as the COVID-19 pandemic and various natural disasters have highlighted the vulnerability of urban settings during crises. These incidents underscore the critical need for urban residents to be self-reliant and equipped with practical first aid skills. This report aims to bridge that gap by providing valuable insights and actionable steps for urban preppers. Basic first aid principles. Understanding basic first aid principles is essential for managing emergencies before professional help arrives. These principles form the foundation of effective emergency response and can make a significant difference in the outcome of many situations. Fundamental first aid principles. First aid involves a set of essential principles that are crucial in stabilizing victims and preventing the situation from worsening. Assess the situation. Before administering aid, quickly evaluate the scene for safety. Ensure there are no immediate dangers, like fire, traffic, or hazardous materials, that could put you or others at risk. Call for help. Contact emergency services as soon as possible. Provide clear information about the location and nature of the emergency. Provide initial care. Focus on maintaining open airways, ensuring proper breathing, and managing circulation, the ABCs of first aid. Control any severe bleeding using pressure and bandages. Protect from further harm. Prevent further injury by keeping the victim still and protected from environmental hazards. Avoid moving them unless it's absolutely necessary. Comfort and reassure. Stay calm and provide comfort to the injured person. Reassurance can significantly impact their state of mind and reduce panic. The role of urban preppers in providing first aid. Urban preppers have a unique role in emergency preparedness and response within city environments. Their readiness to deal with various crises makes them invaluable when it comes to administering first aid. Preparedness. Training. Urban preppers often undergo rigorous training in first aid, CPR, and other emergency skills. This preparation ensures they can act swiftly and efficiently during emergencies. Equipped for emergencies. Typically, urban preppers maintain well-stocked first aid kits and supplies, which are crucial for providing immediate care. Their foresight in gathering these resources makes them reliable first responders. Community support. In densely populated urban settings, preppers can offer critical support to neighbors and community members who may not be prepared for emergencies. Their ability to organize and provide assistance can be vital in larger scale incidents. Concluding, understanding and applying basic first aid principles is not just about individual preparedness. It encompasses a broader responsibility towards the community. Urban preppers, equipped with knowledge and resources, play a pivotal role in enhancing the overall resilience of urban areas during emergencies. Essential first aid skills. In emergencies, certain first aid skills are indispensable. These skills can be the difference between life and death, making it crucial to understand and master them. Below, we detail critical first aid skills, such as CPR, wound care, and treating burns, along with step-by-step instructions and safety precautions. Please note the following is only for your information for educational purposes. It is not to suggest this takes the place of any medical or professional training or any other licensure or accreditation required in your local area. Cardiopulmonary resuscitation, CPR. CPR is a life-saving technique used in emergencies where someone's breathing or heartbeat has stopped. Step-by-step instructions. Assess responsiveness. Shake the person gently and ask if they are okay. Call for help. Dial emergency services immediately. If others are around, instruct someone to get an AED, automated external defibrillator. Open airway. Tilt the head back slightly to open the airway. Check for breathing. Chest compressions. Place your hands one on top of the other in the center of the chest. Press down hard and fast, at least 2 inches deep, at a rate of 100, 120 compressions per minute. Rescue breaths. After 30 compressions, give 2 rescue breaths. Pinch the nose, cover their mouth with yours, and blow until the chest rises. Continue. CPR. Repeat cycles of 30 compressions and 2 breaths until professional help arrives or the person starts to breathe. Safety precautions. Ensure the surrounding area is safe before commencing CPR. Use protective barriers, if available, when giving rescue breaths to prevent the transmission of infections. Wound care. Proper wound care is essential to prevent infection and promote healing. Step-by-step instructions. Wash hands. Clean your hands thoroughly with soap and water, or use hand sanitizer. Stop bleeding. Apply pressure to the wound with a clean cloth or bandage. Clean the wound. Rinse the wound under clean water. Avoid using antiseptics like hydrogen peroxide directly on the wound as they can damage tissue. Apply antibiotic ointment. Use an over-the-counter antibiotic ointment to reduce the risk of infection. Cover the wound. Use a sterile bandage or gauze pad to cover the wound. Change the dressing daily or whenever it becomes wet or dirty. Safety precautions. Always wear gloves if available to minimize the risk of infection. Ensure the wound is kept clean and dry. Treating burns. Burns require immediate attention to minimize damage and reduce pain. Step-by-step instructions. Cool the burn. Run cool, not cold. Water over the burn for at least 10-20 minutes. Remove constrictive items. Take off rings, bracelets, or tight clothing from the affected area before swelling begins. Protect the burn. Cover with a nonstick, sterile bandage, or clean cloth. Avoid home remedies. Do not apply butter, oils, or creams unless prescribed by a healthcare provider. Pain management. Take over-the-counter pain relievers, like ibuprofen, to help alleviate pain. Safety precautions. Do not break blisters. They protect the underlying skin from infection. Seek professional medical help if the burn is larger than 3 inches, on the face, hands, feet, or genitals, or if it appears deep. Incorporating these essential first aid skills into your preparedness plan ensures you can respond effectively to common emergencies. by following the correct procedures and taking necessary precautions, you contribute significantly to the well-being and safety of those around you, assembling a first aid kit. A well-assembled first aid kit is a critical component of any urban prepper's emergency preparedness plan. It ensures that you have the necessary tools and supplies to handle a variety of medical emergencies efficiently. Essential items for a comprehensive first aid kit. A comprehensive first aid kit should include items that cover a wide range of potential injuries and scenarios. Here are the fundamental components. Basic supplies, adhesive bandages, various sizes to cover small cuts and abrasions, sterile gauze pads for dressing larger wounds, medical tape to secure bandages and gauze pads, antiseptic wipes for cleaning wounds and preventing infection, antibiotic ointment to apply on cuts and wounds to prevent infection, hydrogen peroxide or alcohol for wound cleaning, used sparingly, instant cold packs to reduce swelling and pain from injuries, elastic bandages for wrapping sprains and strains, specialized items, CPR face shield, a barrier device to use during mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, thermometer to check for fever, tweezers for removing splinters or debris from wounds, scissors for cutting tape, gauze, or clothing, safety pins for securing slings or bandages, disposable gloves to maintain hygiene and prevent infection, medications, pain relievers such as aspirin, ibuprofen, or acetaminophen, antihistamines for allergic reactions, antacids for stomach upsets, hydrocortisone cream for rashes and insect bites, prescribed medications, any necessary personal prescription medications, additional supplies, first aid manual, a guidebook with instructions on handling various medical situations, emergency contact information, important phone numbers and medical history forms, flashlight and extra batteries for visibility if treating injuries in low light conditions. Customizing your first aid kit. While the above list contains essential items, it's important to tailor your first aid kit to meet specific needs based on your unique circumstances and environment. Here are some tips on customizing your kit. Assess personal health needs. Include any personal medications, such as inhalers for asthma, EpiPens for severe allergies, or insulin for diabetes. Consider stocking extra supplies for chronic conditions, such as a spare pair of glasses or contact lenses. Consider environmental factors. Urban preppers. Given the potential for natural disasters or large-scale emergencies in urban environments, include items like dust masks, eye protection, and water purification tablets. Seasonal adjustments. Modify your kit according to seasonal risks. For instance, include sunscreen and insect repellent in summer, and hand warmers and blankets in winter. Family and community needs. If you have children, include child-friendly medications and smaller bandages. For pets, add basic pet first aid supplies such as bandages, tweezers, and pet-safe antiseptics. Regular maintenance. Check your kit periodically to replace expired medications and used items. Ensure batteries are functional and equipment like flashlights are in working order. A meticulously assembled and customized first aid kit equips urban preppers to handle emergencies effectively, providing peace of mind and readiness for unexpected situations. By considering specific needs and regularly updating supplies, you ensure that your first aid kit remains a reliable resource in times of crisis, dealing with common injuries and illnesses. During crises, urban preppers may encounter a variety of injuries and illnesses. Knowing how to handle these situations can make a significant difference in outcomes. This section provides practical advice and treatment methods for managing common injuries and illnesses, such as fractures, sprains, and dehydration. Fractures. Fractures are breaks or cracks in bones, often caused by falls or direct impacts. Step-by-step instructions. Immobilize the area. Avoid moving the injured part to prevent further damage. Use a splint to immobilize the limb if necessary. Apply cold packs, Place an ice pack wrapped in a cloth on the affected area to reduce swelling and pain. Elevate. If possible, elevate the injured limb above heart level to minimize swelling. Seek professional help. Get medical assistance as soon as possible. Do not attempt to realign the bone yourself. Practical advice. Avoid giving food or drink to the injured person in case surgery is needed. Keep the victim calm and comfortable while waiting for medical help. Sprains. Sprains occur when ligaments, the tissues connecting bones, are stretched or torn, commonly affecting ankles, wrists, and knees. Step-by-step instructions. Rest. Avoid putting weight on the injured area. Ice. Apply an ice pack to the injury for 15 to 20 minutes every 1-2 hours during the first 48 hours. Compression. Use an elastic bandage to wrap the injured area snugly, but not too tight. Elevation. Keep the injured limb raised above heart level to reduce swelling. Practical advice. Perform gentle range of motion exercises after the initial swelling decreases to regain mobility. Avoid heat packs or massages in the first 48 hours, as they can increase swelling. Dehydration. Dehydration occurs when the body loses more fluids than it takes in, which can happen quickly in emergency situations. Step-by-step instructions. Rehydrate. Give small sips of water or oral rehydration solutions frequently. Avoid large amounts at once to prevent vomiting. Cool down. Move the person to a cooler environment if overheating is the cause. Monitor symptoms. Watch for signs of severe dehydration like confusion, rapid heartbeat, or no urination for 8 hours, and seek medical attention if present. Practical advice. Avoid caffeinated and alcoholic beverages as they can worsen dehydration. Encourage regular fluid intake, especially in hot weather or during physical activity. Cuts and lacerations. Cuts and lacerations are common and vary from minor to severe. Step-by-step instructions. Clean the wound. Rinse under clean water to remove dirt and debris. Stop bleeding. Apply gentle pressure with a clean cloth or bandage until bleeding stops. Apply antibiotic ointment to prevent infection. Cover the wound. Use a sterile bandage or gauze pad. Practical advice: keep the wound dry and clean to promote healing. Watch for signs of infection such as redness, swelling, or pus, and seek medical help if needed. Heat exhaustion. Heat exhaustion results from prolonged exposure to high temperatures, leading to excessive sweating and loss of fluids and salts. Step-by-step instructions: move to a cooler place. Get the person out of the heat and into a shaded or air-conditioned area. Hydrate. Provide cool water or sports drinks to replenish fluids and electrolytes. Cool the body. Use wet cloths or a cool shower to lower body temperature. Practical advice: encourage the person to rest and avoid strenuous activities until fully recovered. Monitor closely for signs of heat stroke, a more serious condition that requires immediate medical attention. Handling common injuries and illnesses effectively is crucial for maintaining health and safety during crises. By following the correct procedures and applying practical advice, urban preppers can manage these situations confidently and effectively. Advanced medical techniques for urban preppers. Urban preppers may find themselves in situations where advanced medical skills are necessary. These techniques, while more complex, can be crucial in emergency scenarios where professional medical help is delayed. Suturing wounds. Suturing involves stitching a wound to promote healing and prevent infection. Step-by-step instructions. Prepare the area. Clean the wound thoroughly with antiseptic. Numb the area. If available, use a local anesthetic to numb the area. Thread the needle. Use sterile suturing thread and a curved needle. Close the wound. Start from one end, insert the needle through the skin, and pull the thread through. Make evenly spaced stitches and tie knots securely. Cut excess thread. Leave about 1 centimeter of thread at each knot. Safety precautions: Only attempt suturing if you have received proper training. Ensure all tools and materials are sterile to prevent infection. Splinting immobilizes a fractured bone to prevent further injury. Step-by-step instructions. Find rigid material. Use items like boards, sticks, or rolled newspapers. Pad the splint. Wrap the splint materials in cloth to cushion the limb. Position the limb. Gently align the limb without forcing it into position. Apply the splint. Place the splint on either side of the broken bone. Secure the splint. Use bandages, cloth strips, or tape to secure the splint without cutting off circulation. Safety precautions. Avoid moving the patient unnecessarily. Seek professional medical help as soon as possible. Administering medications. Administering medications correctly is vital for treating various conditions. Step-by-step instructions. Check the medication. Verify the correct medication and dosage. Oral medications. Give with water, ensuring the patient fully swallows the tablet or liquid. Topical medications. Apply creams or ointments directly to the affected area. Injectable medications. Only administer injections if trained. Follow aseptic techniques to avoid infections. Safety precautions. Always follow the prescribed dosage instructions. Be aware of potential allergies and contraindications. When and how to seek professional medical help. While advanced skills are valuable, knowing when to seek professional help is equally important. Severe injuries. Any injury involving heavy bleeding, deep wounds, or broken bones. Unresponsiveness. If the patient is unconscious or has difficulty breathing. Intense pain. Pain that is severe and not relieved by over-the-counter medications. Infection signs. Redness, swelling, pus, or fever at the wound site. Complicated conditions. Chronic conditions exacerbated by the crisis, such as heart problems or diabetes complications. Psychological first aid. Understanding the importance of mental health during crises is essential. Psychological first aid, PFA, provides emotional support to those experiencing stress or trauma. Importance of mental health. Maintaining mental health is critical for overall well-being during crises. Stress and anxiety can exacerbate physical symptoms and hinder recovery. Techniques for providing psychological first aid. Listen actively. Offer a listening ear without judgment. Encourage open communication. Provide reassurance. Offer comfort and reassurance, emphasizing safety and support. Promote calm. Use breathing exercises and relaxation techniques to reduce anxiety. Connect to resources. Guide individuals to professional mental health resources if needed. Encourage social support. Foster connections with family, friends, and community members. Psychological first aid for self. Self-awareness. Recognize signs of stress and take steps to manage them. Healthy habits. Maintain routines, exercise, and get adequate rest. Seek help. Do not hesitate to reach out for professional support when needed. Resources and training programs. Local Red Cross chapters offer CPR and first aid certification courses. Online courses. Platforms like Coursera and Udemy provide comprehensive first aid training modules. Community workshops. Participate in local workshops and drills organized by community centers or emergency preparedness groups. By continually updating your skills and knowledge, you ensure that you are ready to handle a wide range of emergencies effectively and confidently. Conclusion. In conclusion, this report has underscored the critical importance of being prepared to handle medical emergencies, particularly in urban settings. By equipping oneself with knowledge and practical skills, urban preppers can significantly enhance their ability to respond effectively to crises, ensuring their safety and the well-being of those around them. Key findings. Basic first aid. Principles. Understanding and applying fundamental first aid principles are essential steps in managing emergencies and providing immediate care. Essential first aid skills. Mastering critical first aid skills like CPR, wound care, and treating burns can make a substantial difference in emergency situations. Assembling a first aid kit. A comprehensive and customized first aid kit ensures that urban preppers have the necessary tools to address various medical issues. Dealing with common injuries and illnesses. Being prepared to handle common injuries such as fractures, sprains, and dehydration helps mitigate complications and facilitates quicker recovery. Advanced medical techniques. Advanced skills like suturing wounds, splinting broken bones, and administering medications are invaluable in severe or prolonged emergencies. Psychological first aid. Recognizing and addressing mental health needs during crises is crucial for overall resilience and recovery. Training and continuous learning. Ongoing education and training in first aid ensure preparedness and confidence in dealing with emergencies. Implications and recommendations. And based on these findings, it is recommended that urban preppers regularly update skills, engage in continuous learning and practice to maintain proficiency in first aid and advanced medical techniques. Customize first aid kits. Tailor first aid kits to suit personal health needs and specific environmental factors, ensuring they are well stocked and easily accessible. Prioritize mental health. Incorporate psychological first aid into preparedness plans to address emotional and mental well-being during crises. Community engagement. Foster a sense of community by participating in local emergency preparedness initiatives and sharing knowledge with others. Seek professional guidance. Understand the limitations of self-administered care and seek professional medical help when necessary, especially for severe injuries or complex conditions. Final thoughts. Urban preppers play a vital role in enhancing community resilience during emergencies. By mastering both basic and advanced first aid techniques, assembling comprehensive first aid kits, and continuously updating their knowledge, they become invaluable assets in times of crisis. Remember that preparedness is not just about having the right tools, but also about maintaining the skills and mindset to use them effectively. Through diligent preparation and a commitment to ongoing learning, urban preppers can confidently face the challenges posed by unexpected emergencies, ensuring their safety and the safety of those around them.